This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن الزبير بن عدي قال أتينا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه فقلنا له أو أتينا أنس بن مالك فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج. So this hadith, the theme is still dealing with turbulence or tribulation or fitna in general. And I think the theme is becoming clear to those who are listening to this every day, that it's just going back to the basics and to the fundamentals and holding on to them is really the way out of any difficult situation for any Muslim, whether as a whether on an individual level or on a communal level or a larger one. And Anas ibn Malik, towards the end of his life, Anas lived long enough, radiallahu anhu, to be around during the time of al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, the known tyrant of the Umayyad Khilafah, the man who literally bombarded al-Kaaba. He broke the Kaaba. He destroyed. This is the degree of what happened. It's very hard to talk about Islam sometimes, knowing the history that we have, when many of us don't know the history, or don't know how to understand the history of what we have. Like, they don't understand how to comprehend our history. Our history is neither, like, after the Prophet ﷺ passed away, when the seerah ends, meaning when that book stops being the parameter that keeps it all in line, after that, it's history. It's human history. There are beautiful moments, and there are dark moments, and there's everything in between, really. And if, as a group of human beings on this planet, if we have any hope of a future that's better than the present that we're in, we have to be able to look at that history and then emphasize the stuff that were good and then go back to them and then point out the stuff that were garbage, forgive me, and that we don't do that again. And we admit it. There's nothing to defend here. Yes, that was wrong. They shouldn't have done that one. I don't know why they did that. There's really no evidence for it, and it was not helpful. And then everything in between can be some degree of difference of opinion. And a lot of the problems that happen amongst Muslims, and I'm ranting now on something that has nothing to do with the problem. A lot of the problems that exist amongst Muslims is based on what I call politics. Politics is not just governance and government. Politics is how human beings view steps or decisions that they take or decisions that they make regarding their betterment or regarding improving their lives or doing the right thing. There will always be difference of opinion. There was always going to be difference of it. It's normal. It's normal that after Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was murdered in his home as the Khalifa, that they were going to disagree on that. They're going to fight. It's normal. That's expected. If they didn't, I would actually start questioning our history and wonder who the heck played, who's rigging the books here. It's impossible they don't fight over this. It's impossible he is Dhun Nurayn, Sihr Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, ala ibnatihi, murdered in his home as the Khalifa. You're telling me they didn't, no one, nothing, not even a, what are you talking about? Of course they're going to disagree. You're telling me after he died alayhi salatu wa sallam, there wouldn't be some degree of disagreement of who was going to actually rule the Muslim Ummah after Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam? No disagreement? If you told me the story and there was no disagreement, I would laugh at you. It's impossible. They're human beings. Of course there's going to be a little bit of that in it. It's history. It's normal. It's a part of the human experience of being alive, and wanting different things and fearing certain things. It's a part of it. So we have all these history, all these stories there. Even the difference between the Muslims, the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and the Shia, for example. Yes, some of them went down a path of theology that is absolute, that removes them from Islam altogether. But really, it comes down to the same problem of just how do you explain a political event that occurred at a certain moment? When we differed on explaining it, when Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah were much more. Really, what Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah were is that they were just more realistic in understanding the historic event within its context, and they refused to go crazy about the whole issue. And then others decided to see it in only one dimension, and it caused all this problem. Anyways, al-Hajjaj, he was a zalim. He was someone who was, when he died, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and Sayyidina al-Hasan al-Basri and Imam al-Nakhai, one of them made sujood and shukr, another one made a dua of shukr and brought people together and fed them for a week out of happiness that this person died. This is how zalim he was. So they came to Anas ibn Malik, the Sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As far as we know, he was one of the last Sahaba to ever pass away, radiallahu anhu wa ardah. Khadim Khuwaydim Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. The little boy who ran in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's home. At that year, he was in his 90s. A man who filled the world with knowledge and ilm. And stayed away, by the way, from all of this. He stayed away from all of it. It was too confusing. He didn't. So So they came to him. Zubayr ibn Adi is one of the tabi'een. He said, يعني شكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج. حجاج is just, he's. فقال رضي الله عنه قال اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي زمان عليكم إلا والذي بعده شر منه هكذا سمعته من فم سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, be perseverant. Every time, as time progresses, there's going to be more and more problems. So you just have to be perseverant. I heard these words from the mouth of our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, I was with him, I heard him say it. And I'm telling that every time, every zaman that goes, there'll be more problems. Sharrun minhu doesn't mean that there's not going to be any goodness. It's just that the challenges are going to get worse. The challenges are going to be more in quantity, or maybe worse in quality. It's just what it doesn't mean there's not going to be good people, or people of high status, or a lot of khayr that we're going to see. No, it's going to be there, for sure. It's just that there's going to be a lot of difficulties. Because they were like, why is the Hajjaj even around? Why does he exist? Why is he doing this? And we're less than 100 years away from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's death, and he's doing this. And I said, no. You see, it's that wisdom, that look, it's life. Yeah, it moves on. Things, more people, more problems. So isbiru, just be perseverant. Continue, just stick to it. Stick to what you know is right. Stick to what you know is beautiful, is pure, is helpful. Stick to that, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine, despite all of the shuttle that's going to that exists today in the world. Think of the shuttle that exists today. Think of imagine if one of the tabi'een, imagine if it's Zubayr ibn Adi, this gentleman who came and complaining about Hijjaj ibn Yusuf to Sayyidina Anas, may that he poked his head out of his grave today, and I took him on a tour, and I showed him what was going on. What would he say now? If I told him, you had a problem with the Hajjaj, huh? You didn't like the Hajjaj? Let me show you. Let me show you a million Hajjajs. Let me show you how the earth is now breeding Hajjajs every single day. Instead, not Hujjaj, Hajjaj is breeding. Come, let me show you. Let me show you how they're treating al-Ard al-Haram and al-Balad al-Haram. How they're treating, let me show you how the Ummah is today. There's nothing that brings it together. Let me show you Palestine, al-Ard al-Muqaddasa. Let me show you how Muslims are all over the globe fighting for some rights of just having their values respected, just basic values. And then he probably wouldn't have much of a problem with al-Hajjaj anymore. You'd probably be like, all right, you suck, but at least you're one of us, and this is all still, subhanAllah. And one day may come in the future where they may look back and say that we were complaining too much too, and that we could have done better, and we should have done better, and we had the ability to do better, but we didn't. Instead of crying about the status that we're in right now, and that it's not good, and that it's not going to get any better, and losing hope, and not having any plan forward of things actually improving, maybe we kind of, I don't know, forgive me, suck it up and just go ahead and do the best we can with the tools that we've got, and maybe we can make a future that's better for the people who come after us. They'll have their own problems. Do they have to have their problems and ours? Do I have to make sure they inherit mine too? The Prophet ﷺ told them that there's going to be more problems as time progresses. So they have what's coming to them. They have their problems coming their way. But why do I have to leave them mine? Why can't I clean up a little bit before I leave? And leave them something that they can deal with, they can work with. So that they're not in that position. And that was the wisdom of Sayyidina Anas. And he was talking to these guys like, it's okay. It's okay. Believe me, things can get way worse. And they did. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن الزبير بن عدي قال أتينا أنس بن مالك فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج فنظر إلينا فقال اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا والذي بعده شر منه هكذا سمعته من فم سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.